First, you have VIP. I think you have money. And it's good to have a chef at home. And they need to be a lot job for the mama to do the cooking, all that.
Yeah, because a lot of time I see that the only people that enjoy the come overnight is everybody except for the host.
Exactly.
They're like sweating. Voila, tôi là Huy Tạ và đây là Ala, một series podcast về ẩm thực, nơi mà chúng ta sẽ cùng với các khách mời tìm hiểu xem cách họ đã làm mới những món ăn như thế nào, nỗ lực thay đổi định kiến ẩm thực ra làm sao và điều gì đã đưa họ đến với thành công. Xin mời. Trong số Ala mùa Tết này, khách mời của chúng ta là Chef Sakao, chủ tịch hiệp hội Esco về Việt Nam với hơn 22 năm kinh nghiệm làm bếp, và chúng ta sẽ cùng thảo luận về chủ đề Private Catering, dịch vụ nấu ăn tại nhà. Chef, would you like to say hello to our audience?
Hello. Ça bon? I say bonjour. Bonjour.
Bonjour.
Voilà.
Right, let's go. He's gonna prepare some good food for me. So, what are we gonna eat today for appetizer?
So, first, I'm happy to be with you,
yes.
Mr. Hui, for as a chef, and you are my VIP today.
Yes. Right. So, what are we starting off? I'm excited.
So, we start by crab tartare.
Crab tartare.
With oyster and avocado mousse.
Okay.
Yeah, very fresh. And on top of that, I put a Bloody Mary sorbet.
Wow.
To refresh the palate.
Let's go. Okay. Bringing up the first dish. What are you doing here to serve me this beautiful dish? Mm-hmm. And then you need to tell me again, what is in this crab, blue crab tartare?
Yeah, blue crab. So it's a we call it Shumin crab or blue crab because the shell is blue. Mm-hmm. It's from Fontiette, you can find, or on Natron is a sea crab, not river crab, okay?
Not river
so,
crab.
And we broil, we break, we take all meat out. So I mix blue crab meat with shallot, chopped shallot, coriander, mayonnaise, chili, and oyster a little bit. So you must eat with a sorbet.
Oh,
this is sorbet,
okay,
it's a Bloody Mary sorbet, little bit spicy, bring a little bit more.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Woo!
Tasty.
Woo!
Eat that.
I must say, wow!
Mm.
This is like a. Wow, it. This dish is having a party in my mouth.
Exactly.
So much things going on, you know, like. My mouth is watering. Every time I do this show, I go interview a different chef, then they bring me food. Mm. And then my mouth always watering after, after I taste their food. This is good. I mean, the blue crab tartare itself is really, it's very fresh.
Mm.
But the sorbet is what makes it different. It's like
exactly.
it kicks your palate.
Yeah. So as I'm saying, each time you do any kind of recipe, you need to have something gimmicks. Bring the spice or the taste come to your brain. You don't forget after.
Right.
This is important.
I for sure will not forget this.
So this is like I can say it's a mix. Huh? You use local products 100% actually, and you create a Western
100%
cuisine.
Local.
Yeah.
Wow.
Because it's oyster, you can find Natron or Alumbe. Tomato to do a Bloody Mary sorbet. Avocado you have in Vietnam.
Right.
Crab you have. So it's 100%
100% Vietnamese.
Local products. Yeah.
Thank you for pushing the Vietnamese economy. Thank you for buying all this.
Vietnam is super rich in terms of products. Seafood, vegetable in Dalat, seafood on the sea. We have 1,200 beach and sea
from
the north to the south. So yeah,
it's people, super. Chefs around the world, please come to Vietnam. We have amazing food, amazing produce, so you can see. But we're here today to talk about catering.
Yeah.
So catering service, catering is not new in Vietnam. I know catering before, you know, catering is when I can see it in the weddings in the countryside. people have a big wedding and then they have like different people that cook in the back, you know, they with the wok and then with fire and everything, they prep it, but you do catering differently.
Yeah. Of course, our Chinese or Vietnamese cuisine is not the same than a French cuisine.
Mm-hmm.
We are different organization to do the catering.
Mm-hmm.
Most of our recipe, they are prepared like 70% already
right.
in the kitchen. So we bring all products just to, we call it finishing at on the place we are cooking.
Mm-hmm.
We are doing a catering.
Mm-hmm.
So it's question of organize and to create a recipe to adapt where you will do in the catering. This is an important thing.
So what's the difference between you and then the other catering service? What do you think that makes you stand out?
I'm do Western food. I'm do French cuisine. I'm
French
do French
cuisine.
Set menu.
Mm-hmm.
We do French recipe.
Mm-hmm.
We create something like they are at home.
Okay.
But the what they receive on the dish on the front of them is like in the restaurant.
Okay.
Fancy decoration.
Right.
Tasteful.
So they have this home feeling environment.
Exactly.
But they have high-end dishes.
Exactly.
So why do you think that people book you for the catering service? Like, I mean, if I want a dish like I have in a restaurant, I just go to the restaurant. Why do I have to book a chef to go to my house and cook this?
First, they are VIP. I think
you have money.
And it's good to have a chef at home. So I'm happy also to please them. This is an important thing because, you know, as a chef, I'm always saying, our pleasure is we work hard. We work Sunday, we work many hours per day.
Right.
But when my customer, VIP customer or anyone, mm-hmm. my customer, mm-hmm. they appreciate my food, this is the most beautiful of my life.
Right,
this
right.
Is, my day is done. So, okay. Yeah.
You feel like your food is appreciated.
Yeah, exactly.
Food, right?
So yeah, that's why we make a lot of effort on that mm-hmm. for my customer enjoy. Like you said, they book with me because they know also what I'm doing.
They know about you. They know your reputation.
Yeah,
so to speak.
Maybe,
So tell me your process to provide that catering service. I know that cooking in your kitchen is obviously a lot more easier and a lot more comfortable because you're working in your comfort zone.
Mm.
But when you provide this catering service to the people, to the customer house, what's the difference? You think?
Difference organization,
mm-hmm.
how to organize, how to be sure we go first visit the place.
Visit the place.
Okay, so and with that we know what they have, what they don't have. We need to adapt or not.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then after that, what do you do to like?
I'm prepared.
Walk me through. Walk me through the process.
Exactly. So walk you through the process. Organize. We know the place. Sometimes some places have nothing, so I need to bring myself.
Uh-huh.
Or I need to adapt my recipe on
the
place also.
Right.
So yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. When you provide a catering service, what do you do in that evening? Let's say, are you just focusing on cooking, or do you like you cook a little bit and you go outside, you talk to the guests?
Oh, I mean, depend. Last week, I mean, 3 days ago, we have two nights. The same place, they have a wedding.
Mm-hmm.
They are family, they have a wedding with the American guy.
Right.
So the first day was only foreigner.
Mm-hmm.
They want Western food, French food. The second day is only Vietnamese. And we do the same menu actually. And we do 100 the first day, second day is 102.
Okay.
So, and they want me, because they want me to say hello to your customer. So I'm open on that.
Mm-hmm.
They introduce me, who I am, and this is a...
So on that day, you're not only a cook, you're not only a chef, you're like a presenter. You're like, you go out there, you sing a song about
I don't sing. I talk about my food, about life also.
About life, wow, okay. Mm-hmm. Deep stories then, mm-hmm. I must imagine. Do you serve the same menu for the catering service as you do in your restaurant?
80%, yes.
80%.
80%.
Right.
Yeah.
But then again, you mentioned that some of the places that they don't have enough equipment.
Yeah.
Right. I know that, you know, in the professional kitchen, like you do in your restaurant, you have tons of equipment that, you know, to serve in the process of cooking the food. But when you go to a people's house, they're not commercial equipment. They're like, you know, just household.
Home household. Yeah.
Right. And how do you adapt to that?
So, as I'm saying, I need to find a different way, different technique to cook the product. To be sure, over there, I will serve hot and well done cooking.
Right.
So we have, by experience, we have our own technique. We have we recreate recipe, and this is because of experience.
Right.
Need time. So as I'm saying, I'm start to work at when I'm 17 years old until there are more than 40 years experience. So
okay.
Yeah.
Because this episode is going to be aired close to the third holiday, the Lunar New Year holiday. So I want to ask you about your experience. Let's say, so during the third holiday, we Vietnamese would like to like invite friends over and then we cook for them.
Yeah.
So that is like catering service.
Yeah.
So what is your advice for the people out there that they want to invite their friends over to cook? What do you think that they should prepare, you know, beforehand, kind of thing?
I mean, like most of time, yeah, the Vietnamese culture is to invite the friend, family to come there at home.
Yes.
And they need to be a lot of job for the moment to do the cooking, all that. We need to prepare some, I mean, like what I might advise is to have the stock in your chiller and to have some products easy to cook, already cooked, some like beef in red wine sauce, you know.
Right.
This kind of thing, just store it in chiller and take out, warm up, and easy to serve to the...
That's very important, because I see you, that's a very good point, you know, to prep it beforehand.
Yeah.
So, because I see a lot of Vietnamese people, when they invite friends over, they're like sweating in the kitchen.
Yeah,
they start everything from scratch. Mm. They're like cooking, they're like, I don't know, doing flour, you know, for the noodle, cooking rice, you know. And that's a big headache.
And yeah, they don't enjoy. Mom don't enjoy too much because she walk in and run everywhere, and you know. So I think it's more about how to organize, to think a little bit more, or 1 week, 2 weeks, 1 month before. Say, okay, I will prepare this recipe, this food, this wood. I can storage, and this is for my family, for my friend. I just take out, warm up, and serve to the table.
It's
more family food than yeah.
Right. Mm. Yeah, because a lot of time I see that the only people that enjoy the come overnight is everybody except for the host.
Exactly.
They're like sweating.
So yeah, now as I'm saying, when I'm cooking at my home, when my friends can, I'm trying to organize wearing everything that wants.
Right.
Because I need to welcome my friends, my customer,
right?
You know, my friends.
I need customer, to have you're calling your friends customer.
Yeah, friends. I need to have seat with them.
Thank you.
Take time to talk to them. So I'm trying to minimum walk in the kitchen and just take out, cut, everything's done already.
Right.
But still the same quality. I'm not compromised with the quality.
Right.
So yeah. So this our next dish is
duck.
Duck breast.
Duck breast.
Yeah.
Right.
So this is is a local one again. It's a one from Mekong Delta, and they're living in everywhere.
You got me at local. Yeah. Local.
We do like a Chinese style, you know.
This smells really good. Okay. Yes.
Yeah, it smells. I mean, we broth like that, with spice and the salt.
Right, right, right.
And after that, we drop on the hot water, just 1 second.
You blanch it.
Yeah, blanch it 1 second like that, and we keep outside like 7 hours, and after that we keep in a chiller, dry edge.
Right.
10-12 days.
Right.
And, yeah. After the meat, you eat this.
That's important because it makes the skin crispy.
Also, but meat.
Meat.
It's important thing. Meat, it should be tender.
Tender. Are you gonna eat with me, Chef Chakal?
No, go ahead. Go ahead. Yeah, I'll be taking it.
Eat with me. Yeah. So I know that you didn't poison me with something here. I need to make sure. This looks so good to be true. Oh god. Right. Wow. Skin crispy, meat tender, soft, on point, gourmet. My god. For the catering service, like, would you say that, okay, how much stuff do you bring from the kitchen to that location?
I mean, at example, it is for 50 people, we need to bring 4 people in the kitchen. For 3 people.
Okay.
Because most of the items are already prepared here. So over there, just to be sure.
Right. But how about plating? Plating, because you said when you go to people, you said you want to provide that same quality, you know, the 5-star experience and stuff. So that's just not only about the food. It's about the plating, the decoration as well.
Yeah. Sure.
You bring your own utensil and plating?
Exactly, yeah.
Everything.
It's like, well, we bring most of the time I prefer bring my own utensil, plating and stuff. But sometimes the customer want us to use their own chinaware. So we use. As I'm saying, we adapt to any situation.
Hard question for you. If you can only bring 5 things to a catering service from your kitchen here in the restaurant, what would you bring? Only five. Top 5.
But my chef first.
Your chef? Team. Okay, your chef one, and then 4 other things. What?
The oven.
Oven, right.
The oven. Knife.
Knife.
Gas.
Okay.
And the box, cooler box.
Cooler box.
Yeah.
Okay. And are those 5 things gonna be enough for you to prep the whole night? You know, you have your food, of course.
Yeah.
That's gonna be enough.
I have the heater, oven. I have the knife. I have.
You have your people.
I have my team.
Right, and that's enough. That's enough.
Part of your team. Yes.
So you said that you need to prep everything beforehand before you bring to the catering service. How do you preserve it?
That's what I'm saying. We have the box. Cooler box. It's important thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
But you said easier when you know cooler box. You put food in the cooler box. Everybody knows it. How do you put it correctly? Is what I'm curious to know.
But first thing is important thing is to wrap everything properly, like cool bag, wrap everything clean. And after that, you have the cooler for that. So you put and you keep a right temperature. And do catering.
Exactly.
You need
very
to control.
Important.
It's out of stress. That's why I'm very carefully on that, and always put on mind to my team. Say, product should be on right temperature, cleanliness, hygiene for that. Because food poisoning is
it's dangerous. Nobody wants food poisoning.
Exactly.
You said that you prep everything beforehand. You really calculated on what you need to bring, on what you need to serve on that day. Was there any occasion that you need to run to the market to buy something, that you missed something?
Sometimes, but normally no.
Oh,
this is normally no. Except they say, oh, we booked for 50, but finally we are 70. Oh, yeah, this is a.
So you need to run to the market.
We need to run the market some item, but no, normally no.
I'm
fixed on everything already, thinking carefully. From the small flavor or baby carrot, everything already think. Because, I cannot run last minute to the market for that.
Give me a little bit of your demographic of your customer. Are they mostly Westerner or are they mostly Vietnamese?
For the after catering, Vietnamese.
Vietnamese?
Yeah.
I'm surprised. Are you surprised?
No, not surprised, because I know Vietnamese, most of Vietnamese, they prefer to stay at home with family or friends. So I have a lot of catering with Vietnamese.
Okay. What is the hardest requirement that you have received from a customer from catering?
The hardest is about, what is the hardest?
Nothing is hard to you.
I don't know,
Chef Chakal, everything is easy.
It's not, I don't say it's a thing is hard. It's, please.
I feel like to you it's not that hard at all. You'll be like, oh, okay, this, but after all, I can fix it. I can do
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Right? I don't have a choice. And I don't have a choice. Then when we accept the mission, we need to do it. You know?
Right.
So that's why my recipe, my menu, we try to adapt to the situation.
Ah, that's very good.
It's about, because as I say, sometimes we are already well prepared, but last minute, the request of, from customer different way. So we need to say, okay, why not? Though, let me, I need to think a second time.
Right. So, friends, ladies and gentlemen, I have tried Chef Sakao's appetizer and then the main, and now we're moving on to the part where I'm most excited about, dessert.
Dessert, yeah.
Dessert, okay, let's do it. All right, this is what I've been waiting for, the whole meal. Dessert. Right, tell me about this. Are you inviting me to smoke? Why is there a cigar here?
Yeah, so this, you know, in French, we say trompe d'œil. Trompe d'œil is like, you see, mm-hmm. look like something,
mm.
but eatable.
How do you say it again?
Trompe d'œil. D'œil is eyes.
Oh.
And fake.
Right.
So a cigar, I call it Habanos cigar. So you have inside you have the mousse, chocolate mousse.
Okay.
Very crunchy.
Very crunchy.
And this is a cafe ice cream.
Right. Should I eat it together?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Mmm. This dish is very beautifully decor, mm-hmm. and then I would love for you to show me on how to decorate this dish.
Yeah.
Right. Because it's very important, and like you said, right, it's not only about the food whether it tastes good or not. It should look nice as well.
Exactly.
And then I know during this holiday season, a lot of people they do dessert like this, but mm-hmm. how to bring it up another level. How to make it look fancier. I need you to teach me.
Okay, I will show you.
Let's do it.